This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Like Sarah just mentioned, before the latest CBO score dropped this afternoon, President Trump had invited Republican members of the Senate to the White House for lunch today. And he scolded them for not coming up with a workable plan to roll back Obamacare.
Inaction is not an option. And frankly, I don't think we should leave town unless we have a health insurance plan, unless we can give our people great health care, because we're close.
Likely not what the GOP leadership wanted to hear. Republican leadership seemed ready to move on to another big agenda item, tax reform. Plans to overhaul the tax code have been percolating in the background in D.C. The GOP wants sweeping cuts for individuals and businesses, but they've got to figure out how to pay for them. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Tax reform is just like health care reform in at least one way. If Republicans want to pass it without Democrats, it can't add too much to the deficit in the long term. But many tax analysts who've looked at the GOP proposals say the plans would add trillions. Lucia Smeal is a tax policy expert at Georgia State University. She says without the savings from repealing Obamacare,
the numbers for revenue neutrality in any tax reform don't look like they're going to work.
So what are the options if you still, say, want to lower the corporate tax rate to 20%? James Hines teaches law and economics at the University of Michigan.
You can cut spending. Easy to say, very hard to do. You can try to make the revenue up some other way with taxes.
Like the controversial border adjustment tax that would increase taxes on imported goods. Another idea? Move the goalposts, deficit neutral in 20 years instead of 10, or scrap some tax deductions and exemptions for individuals and businesses. And if all else fails, Columbia University tax law professor Alex Raskolnikov says magic.
So the magic revenue raiser is a 5% economic growth or 4% or whatever. You know, you can put any unrealistic number you want. And the higher the number you put, the more revenue it's going to generate, and that's going to balance the budget.
Magic tricks notwithstanding, Republicans will probably go for a mix of slightly lower tax rates, lots of spending cuts, and a hope the deficit hawks in the party will play along. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.